We're going to concentrate on the story of John O'Shea, who died following a period of Garda custody in 2001. His family have been campaigning for years. They're still awaiting a review by the Department of Justice, which they say was promised to the family 8 years ago. I spoke to John's brother, Michael O'Shea, and first of all asked him to update me on what has been happening, and I suppose the situation with that promised review by the then Minister for Justice in 2014 of his brother's case.
Yes, that was the last correspondence we had, because Frances Fitzgerald, when she was Minister for Justice, she reviewed cases. There were so many cases to be reviewed, and ours was one of them, but we never heard the thing since.
How long ago was that?
In 14.
And when that happened, were you given hope? Start to get on the road to getting some answers.
Yes, because Brendan Griffin got on to Francis, and that's how, and we had hope then, but we haven't heard the thing since.
Okay. Tell me about, I suppose, you know, what it's been like for you and for the family.
Well, it's tough, because when you don't have answers, and there are so many questions, it's not just one question or two questions, there's a lot of questions. And, I mean, if you don't get answers, you can't have closure. And then when you hear a something similar case coming up on the radio or on the paper, it jogs up your memory again. So there's no day go by that you don't get some wrinkle or something.
And you think of it, yeah. And you go back to, why did it happen?
Yeah.
How was it allowed to happen?
Yes, that's the question, why was it allowed to happen? And the way things went to the inquest, there were no answers either, so...
Yeah. Take me back to that time, 2001... the bank holiday weekend, he'd been in Tralee and arrested by Gardaí for questioning about a road traffic accident, and he was detained in Tralee Garda station but then released, and then things went wrong.
Yes, but I rang him twice while he was in the Garda station, so I went to collect him actually at the Garda station, but I met two guards and they said they were keeping him, but they said then that he had no phone, so he had a phone because I made two phone calls to him. I have phone records. So he was released and he came to Castlemaine and went home by taxi, and then I got a phone call that my mother rang me that she thought he was dead.
And this was, he was released, he returned by Castlemaine.
Yeah, to taxi to Castlemaine. And then got another taxi home.
He got another taxi home after that. Yeah. And shortly after midnight, that was when your parents phoned.
She heard the car, the taxi, and she came out and he was like, he was slum on the ground. And they took him in. And then she rang me after a while. She didn't know if was he drunk or was he, but she realised he was dead.
Yeah.
So then Valerie Collins, the doctor, she came and she thought it was suspicious because there were marks on his body. And then she informed that we should ring the guards. And then that from there on, everything went.
Went from there.
Yeah.
No, you've a lot of questions. Obviously, many of the questions surround, I suppose, the Professor John Harbison and the post-mortem that was carried out, he believed to be the cause of death to be hypothermia.
Yes.
But you have questions about that in terms of, you know, he told the inquest afterwards that his decision was heavily influenced by Garda information given to him before he arrived to carry out the post-mortem.
That's right, that's what he said, yes. And from the Garda, that was at the post-mortem waiting for their question, they said they were gone for food. So they weren't there with him. And then there was two marks on his neck that we showed him at the inquest, and Harbison just shook his hands. He said, "I shouldn't have missed those." He said, "That's why I do my insertions."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, there was some bad injuries. Like I think maybe you've seen the report before.
Yes.
But there was injuries. Like I would like to say over the
sure, way. Sure, sure. But you went to that exam as well and talked about and found out about. Now, Professor Harbison changed his verdict into possible cardiomyopathy coupled with alcoholic intoxication on the second day of the verdict, and he couldn't explain how or where Mr. O'Shea sustained his injuries or pressure marks on his body. He denied these marks could have resulted in a fall from being dragged inside the house. And there were other issues as well about how you know, he'd only been outside his house for a period of less than an hour, could have been hypothermia, and all of those things leave question marks with you and your family.
Well, yes, of course they did, because there was a lot of pressure marks, like you say, and like Harbison did say that they weren't from falls, so that rules out falls. And we get back letters from Minister for Justice, and they said there was a fall outside the house and all that. That didn't happen. Then we were told that there was a Garda review or a report. Nobody came to us.
You never took part in that review?
No,
or
we never seen that
any
review.
Questions.
I never seen anything at all. How did it take place at all?
Okay.
The Minister for Justice tell us it do, but
Okay. Well, we contacted Francis Fitzgerald following on from talking to you and the family, and she referred us back to the Minister or the Department of Justice to check if there was an update in relation to that, and the Department of Justice said they respect the privacy of individuals. It's not the practice of the Department to comment on individual cases. It is open to individuals to contact the Department directly with queries they may have.
So, right, so we'll have to go back to the drawing board again, so I'll go back to the department.
You'd have to go back and ask them,
yeah,
where are things,
yeah,
now?
We'll have to, simply that.
Yeah, because we're a long way on from 2014.
Well, I know it's 21 years, but...
We're 8 years on from when you,
yeah,
were promised a review.
I know that, yeah. And we never heard anything, not even any other letter, just the one letter, and that was it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Confirming there will be a review?
Yes. We want the case that they be reviewed, yes.
Yeah. You would imagine there's an onus on them to contact you in the meantime to update you without you having to contact them.
No, we didn't get
if nothing, something is happening.
Nothing whatsoever.
Is it your fear now, concern that nothing has happened in the interim?
I think so. I think nothing has happened. Because another thing is the Minister for Justice, they change very often. And then we get the same letter back, almost the same letter, from no matter who's Minister for Justice. It's the same wording, almost the same wording.
Promising a review?
Yeah.
But... no progress.
No progress.
And that's the distressing thing.
Yeah, and then Finn McDougall was the Minister for Justice. Like, he said that the Guard didn't report. Nobody came to us. Where is that report? We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So, where is it? Was it done? I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all we want is just question. Like, there is no doubt in my mind or in my heart, there is people out there that know if it happened. Something did happen. And there is people that know if it happened. And I'd like to say to the people that do know are somebody that actually, like, because somebody you know, it's as simple as that, that take it and think about it and just maybe do the right thing.
Yeah. Michael, do you think that the process now, if you contacted the department, the focus that you're bringing on it, do you hope it will kickstart something and you will get what you've been looking for years?
I hope so, because there's other families. There's a lot of families in the same boat. And you even had a couple of them a few weeks ago yourself.
Yeah.
And that really gives a bit of hope again, like, you know, something, yeah, like that. You always hope.
Mm. Even with the best will in the world with that, these things do take time.
Well, we know that for 21 years is a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
You've a long time waited already.
A long time waited. And I don't know, we have to wait. Like, we get stuff back then and there's blacked out lines. What's on those lines? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you wanted a full airing, yeah, a full examination of everything to do with,
yeah,
it.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, something did happen. Something went wrong. We were left down badly from two or three different angles. But I think there should be somebody that could review all these things.
Yeah.
And there has to be somebody out there that can come and say, look, we'll review everything again and we'll go through everything and see.
Yeah. We'll review the files, we'll, yeah, review,
yeah,
you know.
And see the injuries.
Yeah.
And, like, Harbison did withdraw, and then he came up with two or three different options after that, but sure, we can't say that, right?
It lacks clarity,
yeah,
from your point
it does
of view. Michael, what impact did this have on your parents?
Well, it had a big impact, I suppose my mother was even living with my mother, like, I suppose it had a big impact on her. She passed away about in 2005, about 4 years after, like, you know. She was never the same. Never the same after that.
Huge impact.
Yeah.
As you'd imagine.
And the father as well, of course, but, and it's hard to take that then.
Yeah.
Because if, like, as bad as it is to people, or the other things happen, at least you know something happened, that this is the way it was, and that's it. But in our case, we haven't a clue.
You don't know.
Don't know.
And that's the thing that keeps you thinking about it every day.
Yeah. Almost every day. And if we hear a case on the radio, or on the television, or in papers, it,
a similar sort,
yeah,
of case or similar,
yeah,
look back review into old cases, yeah, all those sort of things.
That's it.
Okay. Michael, you'll keep going?
Oh, we'll keep going. So I think we'll have to start, you know, little things again gave a boost, like, and now I think we're ready to go to the next chapter.
Okay. Well, listen, look.
How we'll get on, I don't know, but
you'll keep a close eye on it anyway.
Yeah. And I so do, like I said, there is somebody that knows what happened. There's no doubt in my mind of that. So something did happen, and somebody knew if it happened.
And you'd like them to come forward?
Yeah. I'd like somebody to come and say, look, yeah,
this is what happened.
That mightn't be easy for them to do it, but there's always, you'll be surprised with time.
Yeah, what can happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, Michael, thanks very much for talking to me and coming in and talking to us, and the best of luck with the continuance of the campaign, and we'll hopefully hear more back from the Department of Justice.
Hopefully, yeah. Thank you very much.